Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Talking a little bit about Western Kentucky as we reflect back over the weekend. Really proud of this football team and the effort that they put forth against a very explosive Western Kentucky football team. When you look at it, I thought defensively some guys really played well. I thought the secondary really answered the challenge that we gave them after the way Southern Miss was able to throw the football against us a week ago, and coming in the way Levander Liggins, Adarius Barnes, the safeties and Xavier Woods, Kentrell Bryce, the way our secondary played, I thought was a huge growing moment from Southern Miss to this weekend. I thought the front did a really nice job. Houston Bates continually applied pressure up front, but I thought our front seven really did a good job. And overall, defensively, I just thought they really played a very motivated, passionate football game. It was fun to watch them go play, and they ran around, and they had a lot of fun out there. Offensively, we were able to score some points. That was kind of the mindset coming in. We scoring 52 points as an offense. The thing was, we did it the hard way, it seemed like. We drove the field five times of 70 yards or more to put up points, but when our defense created all those positive field positions, it seemed like we couldn't take advantage of it and get points that way. Ended up having a couple turnovers, but I thought Cody Sokol really played well at quarterback. Obviously, the way that Trent Taylor played with three touchdowns, I believe that he was involved with, and over 100 yards receiving, and I think it was great to have a healthy Paul Turner back, who also had 9 catches in that football game. But most importantly, we were able to do what we wanted to get done in that game, and that was score points and try and shut down a very explosive offensive football team. I thought the kicking game, the special teams, probably really for the first time this year was special. For the first time this year, seeing Carlos Henderson get loose and see him get a long touchdown return, a 51-yard field goal, created a turnover on kickoff, and then also had about a 20-yard punt return Trent Taylor did to get us down there to set up another score. So I thought overall it was probably our most complete game that we played, being homecoming with the crowd being there and everything. It's always nice to put on a good show at homecoming, and I thought the team really played well and was really prepared. I think it's a real tribute to them that they've been able to maintain their focus and the leadership that we have on this team for them to play that well at home, which gave us I believe 4 wins in a row at that point. Looking this week at UAB, it doesn't get any easier. I think Bill Clark has done an outstanding job there. When you look at this as a team that has won 5 games in the last 2 years combined, they have won 5 games to this point right now. I have followed his career. He was an incredibly successful high school coach in the state of Alabama. Then with what he's done at Jackson State and what he did there, with the season that they had in 2013, I think he's a great fit, and he's doing a fantastic job with this program. When you watch him on film, this will be one of the bigger challenges that we've had in conference. When you look at what they're doing, we break stats down in conference games, and when you look at this team against conference opponents, I mean, they are averaging over 450 yards of offense. They're controlling the ball at about 33, 34 minutes a game. They're rushing for over 200 yards a game. Their third down percentage, they're 47% on offense. Their defense is only giving up 29% on third down. When you look at them, this football team is a very good football team. Offensively, they're putting up big numbers. They like to run the ball. They've got 2 very explosive running backs, and they've got a wide receiver kick returner who is one of the better, more explosive players in the entire country when you look at them. They're doing a really good job because they're very simple with what they do offensively, but they're going very quick, and they give you a lot of different looks in the way that they get to it to create some problems for you. And then their defense, to say is multiple, would be an understatement. They have played pretty much all of it. They do an awful lot of different things. They are going to try and suffocate you offensively. They're going to put everybody on the line of scrimmage. They're going to play bump and run man coverage, and they're going to try and stop anything before it can get going. And that's one of the reasons that they've been able to control the ball, and they're so good on third down because they're a very pressure-oriented defense. Their punter and their kicker is probably One of the best combinations in this league. Two seniors averaging, when you look at their leg, averaging about 45 yards a punt. Doing a great job on their kickoffs, with over half of them being touchbacks. Two seniors there. And as I said, their kickoff return, he is ranked, I think he's fourth in the country. Fourth in the country as a kick returner. Very explosive, very dangerous. So be a great challenge for us this week on both sides of the ball. Then we're going to have to go and we're going to have to play a complete game. And going on the road is never easy, especially in a conference game. But I think our players are excited about having the opportunity to play again. So kind of wipe the grease boards clean this week and start all over again and get ready for another great conference challenge this week on the road.
UAB, you look at statistically, the third quarter is their third quarter, their quarter as well, just like y'all's. What's the secret to making sure that flips and it's just y'all's?
Well, that's going to be why we play the game. I mean, because I'm sure that, you know, they're good football coaches as well, and they're going to sit down and look at it, and it's going to be halftime adjustments and what we have to do on both sides of it. But I look at this as, I think this is one of the better football teams that we've played. I really do, and I look at, because they run the ball, because they're so aggressive, I think it's not just going to be third, it's going to be first, second, making sure that we can put together a game plan on both sides of the ball that can be sound, but yet you got to be simple enough, because with everything they do, you don't want to create too much confusion, especially this late in the season. But it'll be a challenge for both sides, and the third quarter will be interesting to see how it plays out.
Defensively in the secondary, did the corners really step up Saturday and give you a lot more faith in them from a bump and run coverage standpoint?
Yes, and which is why we talked about at the very beginning. I mean, they answered the challenge, because we really challenged them. We have not played a lot of man coverage, and we got in this game, and we said we're going to put them in a man coverage situation, and I thought they answered it. I thought they did a great job, and LeVander Liggins and Adarius Barnes, and I know the two of them haven't had a lot of interceptions, and most of those have come from the safeties, but they were challenged Saturday, kind of turning the game into a fade game where we're going to press them and kind of make them throw the fades and give those guys a chance to go make some plays, and they did a great job with that. But they kind of really played. This was the first game that we put them on an island and said, we're really going to challenge you and try and kind of load the box and say, let's see what we can do outside. And I thought they did a really nice job. They answered the challenge we put on them, for sure.
With a running back like Jordan Howard, I assume that you got to do it again this week.
You know, you're going to have to try and take away the running game. I mean, and as I said, you have to be careful, because they do throw the ball well enough, especially with the speed and explosiveness they have with Nelson out on the perimeter. But when you look at Howard, he's the second leading rusher in this league. He's big. He's powerful. He's a 225-pound running back. He's physical. He gets going downhill, and they're going to feed him. I mean, they're going to feed him, and they're going to get him the ball every which way they can, and they're going to go fast, which eliminates you from doing a lot of scheme-type stuff, which makes you play a little bit more vanilla.
In terms of just coming off such a complete game, is that more of a challenge for your coaching staff to get the players to forget what happened last week, or is it more just a reward for the coaching staff if you say, you know, here's what we did last week, we can do that again?
Well, I think last week, I don't mean this negative, last week doesn't have anything to do with this week. I mean, because, like I said, it's time to clear the grease boards, and that's what we talked about last night. It's time to start all over. We've got to play a one-game season this week is how we're looking at it. We have this game before the open date. We're looking at it that this is a one-game season. What do we have to do to find a way to win one game this week? And we've got to cross T's, dot I's. We've got to do a great job as a staff, making sure we put our players in a position to have success, and our players have got to be diligent this week and coming in and watching film and really getting focused in and dialed in going against, like I said, I think one of the better football teams that we've played.
Coach, schematically, do they mirror anybody you've faced this year, or does it make their preparation any?
You know, they're multiple in their formations with what they do, but the two things, they're going to get the ball to the running back and they're going to throw the ball to their wide receiver. I mean, they've got those are two of the better football players in this league, and they're going to utilize them. I think, you know, when you look at golly, they're not power eye, they're shotgun, they're multiple in their formations. They're going to get the running back the ball, quick tosses, handoffs up inside. They're going to throw bubbles, deep balls. I mean, they're trying to go down. They're totally different than the team that we just played, who was a little bit slower with what they did as far as the operation. This team likes to get up on the ball, and they like to go fast and come at you from a lot of different angles. And I would probably say probably close – probably closer to an Auburn-type offense as far as the way you're comparing what they do than anybody else we've played right now.
In terms of just coming to work every day, obviously, you know, if you want to win every game and you're taking it in a one-game season, but just the excitement around this team and just everyone coming in, how's it different from last year when you were still trying to piece things together?
Well, it's just, I can talk from the inside because I don't get to see outside my office windows very much this time of year. I just looking at the inside, the attitude of the players, and I think the leadership of this team, the way that you look at what Houston Bates and Cody Sokol have added as two senior upperclassmen coming in, their commitment, their energy, their focus, their leadership, their work habits, the way they come in, study film. I mean, they have really helped this football team understand what it takes. I mean, and they're two shining examples of guys that have been other places, and they've brought that mindset in here. And I think just what that's done each and every week from a leadership standpoint has been huge. And then I can't say enough positive things about the Tony Johnsons and the Mitch Villamezes and the Terrell Pensons and Liggins. And I mean, I could go through so many of these seniors, even a guy like Rick Greenwald, who is not playing a whole lot for us and could cross his arms and have a sour look on his face, and the attitude that he has every day and the way that he's working and leading. It's, like I said, it's a fun team to coach because they're very serious about it. They understand it. We've got great leadership on this team, which is one of the reasons we're in the position we're in right now.
Coach, at the end of the day, obviously, it's about winning the conference championship and eventually making it to a bowl game. I know those guys just naturally are thinking about that already.
Right.
How are you reeling them back in and staying focused at the moment?
We talked about last night in our big picture meeting, which is what we have on Sunday night. We just talked about this is where we are. Here's the conference race and what's going on. And, you know, everybody's going to start getting into who has to beat who. And they go on the road to play them, and they have to beat them. And what happens if that happens? And then everybody's going to start talking, well, if that happens, then we're going to go to this bowl or that bowl. And everybody wants to start projecting. As I told them, what we've got to do right now, we can't fall into that trap. We've got sitting down and trying to project what's going to happen and project the future is a waste of our time right now on the inside. I understand the media, the fans, and that's part of the excitement of winning. But for us right now, we said, let's find a way to go 1-0 this week, find a way to get a win, then let's go through the open date, and then let's take a look at kind of how that's shaken out. We'll have a lot clearer picture of what everything's going to look like in 2 weeks.
You look at y'all's most recent opponent at Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky only narrowly lost to UAB earlier in the season. What was Western Kentucky able to do against them? And conversely, what was UAB able to do to slow down Western Kentucky?
Western Kentucky hit some big plays on them. With all the man coverage, you look at where they were early in the year, and they have just gotten better and better as the year's gone on. But I think Western Kentucky was able to hit some big plays on them to score some points. They had to come back and do that, and UAB was able to control the ball, as they have against everybody, and kind of control the ball. And it's really the two, we always talk about how the two systems have to fit, offense and defense. They control the ball, and then defense, rather than being a bend don't break, they're everybody up on the line. They're trying to get you to go three and out. They want the ball back so they can control it. And that's one of the reasons they've been so successful when they're controlling the ball for 33 and a half minutes right now in conference games. And that's what they do. And they control the ball and they dictate the flow of the game. And that's how they've been able to win football games.
Aaron, you discussed them like that. It seems like there might be a lot of similarities with UAB and this team. In terms of they got multiple formations.
Oh, our team.
Yeah, okay. Attack, multiple formations, trying to pressure the, on defense, something like that.
Yeah, they're probably much more. We'll play quite a bit more zone than they will. I mean, where they're up in your face, bump and run, press coverage, pretty much every snap with what they do. There's some similarities, but there's still some differences between the two as well. But we don't control the ball with our running game near the way that they do, and we throw the ball. We're probably, when you look at us, we're probably more, especially the last couple weeks, we've been more throw oriented to run it, where they are definitely run oriented and they're going to find a way to run the ball.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Mm-hmm.